So firstly, I'd like to say hello to everyone, and of course, say thank you and acknowledge Dr. J.J. Shi from UT. He's the other author of this study. And I have no relationships to disclose. I would like to say special thanks to the CDC YRBSS team for their efforts in more than two decades. So let's get started. So to set the case for and provide context for our study, I'd like to talk a little bit about the statistics. So approximately 50,000 individuals are diagnosed with HIV per year. And around 25% of HIV infections are within the ages of 13 to 24. And in 2010, black youth accounted for estimated 57%, while white and Hispanics were at least around 20%. So to address this epidemic in HIV, HIV educational programs are offered in many high schools. And this is very important that we monitor and evaluate this HIV intervention program, as this provides critical information about subpopulations at greater risk for infections. And that can guide allocation of resources and evaluate the efficacy of new programs and new policies to be implemented. So as a result, the CDC developed and administered the first high school national YRBS, or Youth Risk Behavior Survey, in 1991 to monitor six health risk behaviors. And these six health risk behaviors include behaviors that contribute to unintentional injuries and violence, sexual behaviors that contribute to unintended pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV infection, alcohol and drug use, tobacco use, unhealthy dietary behaviors, and inadequate physical activity. In addition, asthma is a standalone category, but has now been incorporated in the YRBS. So this survey has been conducted biannually to examine the prevalence of these health risk behaviors. And the majority of the existing YRBS analyses examined HIV and STD-related risk behaviors, such as engaging in unprotected sexual intercourse and use of injection drugs. The purpose of this study is using the 1991 through 2011 data. The aim of the study was to identify gender, race, ethnicity, grade level specific trends among high school students who reported never having HIV/AIDS infection in school, never having been taught about it. So what is the significance of this study? So why are we analyzing never been taught about HIV/AIDS infection instead of ever being taught about HIV/AIDS infection? It is more critical when adolescents say that they have never been taught about HIV/AIDS infection, and when individuals say they have never been taught about it, it's very likely that they truly do not know about it. So this is why we take this angle. It is a greater risk angle to ever being taught about HIV/AIDS infection. The results from the CDC MMWR surveillance summary gives us, it reports in terms of trends and presents a solid overview of percentages taught in school about HIV/AIDS education. However, this is not enough to tell us what is happening in the nation with respect to never been taught about HIV/AIDS infection education in schools. And through our study, we will be able to stratify and find trends, give detailed trends about these numbers. The CDC here presents individuals who were ever taught in school about HIV/AIDS infection, And this data gives you unstratified data, gives you percentages of high school students who were ever taught about HIV/AIDS infection. And it points, and the CDC does point out that these numbers increased. So individuals who said they were ever taught about HIV/AIDS infection increased from 1991 through 1997 and decreased from 1997 through 2013. If you look at these percentages, you'd see most are above 85%. So we don't really see we don't feel the severity. But 15% of these individuals were not taught about HIV/AIDS infection. 15% of the population, which is a big number. So fortunately, there was one question that measures HIV/AIDS infection education in the YRBS. Have you ever been taught about AIDS or HIV infection in school? And the response options were yes, no, not sure. So we did a secondary data analysis of the 1991-2011 National High School YRBS. It was conducted on this available data on 9th through 12th graders who were never taught in school about HIV/AIDS infection. And a spreadsheet was created to record the proportions of never been taught in school about HIV/AIDS infection by three strata: gender, male or female, major race, ethnicity, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, African American, and then grade levels, 9th through 12th grade. And longitudinal trend charts of a variable were created by the individual stratum of other two variables. And now for the exciting part, the results. So this first figure here shows that gender was stratified by two variables, grade, race, ethnicity. So we have the race, ethnicity, and then grade level. And the legend shows that the dotted lines are female, solid lines male. The CDC provides the first row and first column in their data, in their results. Their report compiled 9th through 12th grade trends. And looking at these trends, we can see and we can conclude that adults and males and females show similar proportions in never been taught about HIV/AIDS education. But I would like to present to you the value of stratification here, and that would be these results, that we see that male, for example, African American male ninth graders, they have a higher proportion than female ninth graders, African Americans, when compared to this report unstratified data. So except for 10th and 12th grade, African American males have a higher proportion than African American females. So except for 10th grade African American and 12th grade African American, males have a higher proportion than females in reporting never having been taught about HIV/AIDS education in schools. In addition, Hispanic 11th and 12th graders show higher proportion than males. They show higher proportion than males, right? Over here, it never been taught about HIV/AIDS education. And in white or Caucasians, they show similar proportions of never been taught about HIV/AIDS education in schools. So figure two, here we stratified race by two variables, sex and grade. And since 2007, there has been a sharp increase in Hispanic males, and Hispanic is the second dotted line, in Hispanic males and females who have been never taught, who have never been taught about HIV/AIDS education in school. So there was a spike since 2007. And except for ninth grade males, Caucasians, there has been an increase in proportion for Caucasians in those who say that they have never been taught about HIV/AIDS education in schools. The 20-year trend about among white adolescents who reported never been taught about HIV/AIDS education in schools appear nearly U-shaped as compared to African American and Hispanic, that show more of a fluctuating W-shaped trend. So the white, you see more of a U shape, and I can't make that without. Okay. So it's more of a U shape, and then for Hispanic and African Americans, we see more a W-shaped form. So our final figure shows the gender, race, ethnicity specific trend comparison across grades. And here, ninth grade reports higher than any other grade levels of not being taught about HIV/AIDS education across all races. So here we can see all proportions that they are higher, ninth graders are higher in saying, I've never been taught about HIV/AIDS education in schools than any other grade level. And also, excluding African American, 10th and 12th graders, the proportions of other adolescents who reported not being taught about HIV/AIDS in schools sharply increased since 2007. So, conclusion, stratified analysis is recommended. Hispanic boys and girls reported the most not being taught about HIV/AIDS in school, and this was followed by African American and then white adolescents. Cultural religious reasons may lead to such trends, and cultural sensitive sex education in schools is therefore recommended. Thank you for your attention. And I think, like, we gathered the information from CDC, YRBS, that was available on their website. And with respect to methodology, I can definitely give you more information after to reach that. Yes.
On the results of on the CDC, they break it out by state. Mm-hmm. Was your results from all of it or just for Ohio?
This is the National High School YRBS. It is not aggregated. The states is not aggregated. This is compiled, and they have it available on their website. But, yes, this is national and not state alone.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering about some areas you might want to be following up for maybe some future research. Mm-hmm. One is, it's interesting that the males and the females, unless they're in single-sex classes, mm-hmm. I'm surprised that one would say, I didn't get it, and the other would say, I did get it, as far as the education. So, I know that you probably can't get that from the data, but it might be worth following up.
Yeah.
And the other was, I was wondering if you were saying initially that mm-hmm. those who had not received education, that seemed to be a risk factor, right?
It is.
And are you finding that that's what this also seems to suggest? For example, if it says that Hispanic males are not receiving education, are they starting to go upwards so far as contracting the disease?
That I can't tell you. I mean, it data has shown, statistics has shown that Hispanics, but not gender related, I didn't know gender female or gender male, Hispanics have 20% in America, 20% are newly diagnosed with HIV AIDS infection per year.
I mean, I know it doesn't speak to causality, but just a correlation between
right.
trends that you're seeing and what we're actually seeing so far as to travel.
Right, so other studies may have,
yeah.
It may be available for that information. Other questions? Thank you so much.